Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In a world without work, technology, automation, and how we should respond, Daniel Susskind explores the unprecedented challenges and opportunities that lie ahead as technology continues to advance at a staggering pace. As machines become increasingly capable of performing tasks that were once the sole domain of humans, the prospect of widespread unemployment due to automation has become a topic of intense debate and concern. Susskind delves into the economic, political, and social implications of a future where work as we know it is drastically transformed. He combines rigorous research with a clear and engaging narrative to lay out potential scenarios and propose how society might adapt to a world where work is no longer the centerpiece of human identity and existence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the history and future of automation. Daniel Susskind begins by providing a comprehensive overview of the evolution of automation and its impact on labor markets throughout history. He argues that while technology has always been a disruptor, the scale and speed of current advancements are unprecedented. Susskind discusses the shift from physical labor automation to the automation of cognitive tasks, emphasizing the increasing capabilities of artificial intelligence, AI, and machine learning. He explores various forecasts and studies predicting the potential for significant job displacement across sectors, including those previously thought immune to automation, such as healthcare, law, and even creative industries. This evolution raises critical questions about the future structure of work and employment, challenging traditional economic models and labor market dynamics. Secondly, economic impact of a workless future. Susskind examines the potential economic repercussions of widespread automation, focusing on the dual issues of inequality and unemployment. He highlights how the benefits of automation are likely to be unevenly distributed, with significant gains for those owning technology and the skills to complement it, while others face redundancy and impoverishment. The book discusses various economic models and theories to understand these shifts, including the concept of a bifurcated labor market, where high-skill, high-pay jobs coexist with low-skill, low-pay jobs. Susskind stresses the need for economic policies that address these disparities, including possible solutions like universal basic income, negative income tax, and government-sponsored employment. He prompts a rethinking of economic values and goals in a world where traditional work may no longer be the norm. Thirdly, social and political ramifications. In addition to economic concerns, a world without work delves into the social and political ramifications of a workless future. Susskind discusses the role of work in providing not just income, but also purpose, identity, and social cohesion. He explores how the erosion of traditional work structures might affect societal norms, mental health, and community bonds. The book also addresses the political challenges that arise from automation-driven unemployment, including the potential for increased polarization, populism, and resistance to technological change. Susskind argues for proactive governance to manage these transitions, proposing policies that not only mitigate economic dislocation, but also foster a sense of belonging and purpose in a post-work society. Fourthly, technological solutions and ethical considerations. Susskind explores the technological solutions that could be employed to navigate the challenges of automation, while also considering the ethical implications of such technologies. He delves into the development of AI and robotics that could potentially offset the effects of job displacement by creating new roles or enhancing human capabilities. The book discusses the ethical dimensions of these technologies, including issues of privacy, surveillance, and the moral responsibilities of tech companies. Susskind emphasizes the importance of ethical frameworks and regulations to ensure that technological advancements do not exacerbate inequality or harm societal well-being. Lastly, policy responses and the way forward. The final significant topic Susskind addresses is the range of policy responses that governments and societies could adopt in response to automation and its effects. He covers a spectrum of policy options, from those aimed at slowing down the pace of automation to those that seek to accelerate it for greater economic efficiency. Susskind evaluates the pros and cons of various strategies, such as investing in education and retraining, implementing a universal basic income, and redesigning social security systems. Most importantly, He calls for a collective and deliberate approach to policymaking that anticipates the future impacts of automation, rather than reacting to them. Soskind's discussion underscores the critical need for strategic planning and global cooperation to ensure a smooth transition to a world shaped by advanced technologies. In conclusion, Daniel Soskind's A World Without Work is a must-read for policymakers, business leaders, technologists, and the general public alike. The book offers an insightful analysis of how automation and AI are reshaping the world of work and outlines a comprehensive response to ensure that this transformation benefits society as a whole. It serves as a clarion call to action for preparing a future where work, as we know it, might no longer be the primary means of economic survival and personal fulfillment. By considering the economic, social, and political implications of this shift, Soskind provides a roadmap for navigating the challenges ahead. This exploration is particularly beneficial for individuals interested in understanding the potential impacts of technological advancements on their careers and lives, as well as those committed to building a more equitable and sustainable future. If you would like to support Daniel Soskind, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.